Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Write down our toll-free telephone number if you want to be a part of the program. All right, breaking news alert, breaking news sounder.
Breaking news now. Here's Sean Hannity.
I have, if I was Rush Limbaugh, I'd say, I now have, in my formerly nicotine-stained fingers. Boy, we miss Rush. You know, his entire team still works next to us in our office. I mean, I see Mike Mamone every day and the rest of his staff. Stay in touch with James Golden. Not enough, but I love him to death. He's like a brother. He's just a phenomenal human being. So I have this letter in my hand, and it's from McDermott, Will, and Emery, and it is on behalf of Michael Cohen, and it is sent to the Federal Elections Commission and a gentleman named Mr. Jordan, not Jim Jordan. And that's I believe it's Jeff Jordan who was there at the time. This is dated February 8th, 2018. Again, to the Federal Elections Commission, Office of Complaint Examination and Legal Administration. And they give it to the attention of Christel Dennis, a paralegal. And this is what it says. I want you to pay very close attention to what I'm reading here. This is from February 8th, 2018. Dear Mr. Jordan, I am writing on behalf of my client, Michael D. Cohen, in response to your letter dated January 30th, 2018. Now, specifically, this letter responds to the complaint numbered MUR7313, which was filed with the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, by Common Cause and Paul S. Ryan. Now, in a private transaction in 2016, before the U.S. presidential election, Mr. Cohen used his own personal funds to facilitate a payment of $130,000 to Ms. Stephanie Clifford. Neither the Trump Organization nor the Trump campaign was a party to the transaction with Ms. Clifford, and neither reimbursed Mr. Cohen for the payment directly or indirectly. And contrary to the allegations in the complaint, which are entirely speculative, neither Mr. Cohen nor Essential Consultants LLC made any in-kind contributions to Donald J. Trump for President, Inc., or any other presidential campaign committee. Mr. Cohen has not been a government employee during any of the relevant time period. The payment in question does not constitute a campaign contribution or expenditure, and therefore the FEC lacks jurisdiction over this matter. The complainants have not and cannot present any evidence to the contrary. Accordingly, the complaint should be dismissed. Please contact me at your earliest convenience, Stephen M. Ryan, counsel for Michael Cohen. It's pretty exculpatory. Now, that's by tonight, this is all going to be out there. Some fascinating developments today, and I can't give you the reason why. I don't know the full reason why, but it certainly is very, very strange and very odd on a lot of different levels. And for some reason, the grand jury was supposed to hear from their final witness today at 2 p.m. Only a short time ago, a couple hours ago, that they canceled the grand jury hearing today. Those proceedings were canceled amid, quote, major dissension in the DA's office. Sources now telling Fox News. I'm reading from FoxNews.com. Anyway, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's office has canceled the grand jury meeting that was scheduled to take place Wednesday as part of the investigation into former President Trump amid speculation of a possible indictment. Two sources familiar telling Fox News. The grand jury was slated to meet Wednesday and was expected to hear from at least one additional witness, but Fox News has learned that Bragg's office canceled the proceedings. The grand jury was notified Wednesday morning and was placed on standby for Thursday, according to, again, the report and a source to Fox News. We can't confirm or comment on grand jury matters, according to Bragg's office. Two sources familiar told Fox News Digital, FoxNews.com, that means, on Wednesday that the grand jury was canceled amid major dissension within the DA's office. One source claiming that the DA is having trouble convincing the grand jury on potential charges due to the weakness of this case. Now, remember, put aside the statute of limitations that was articulated in a column by Jonathan Turley. Put all of that aside. You know, put aside, and by the way, statute of limitations actually matter, or the idea that they're taking what is a misdemeanor. Now, remember, this is an office that takes 52% of felony charges and reduces them to misdemeanors. Put aside the fact that Bragg loses when he does have a trial on felony charges. He's lost 49% of the time. I mean, that is a spectacular fail for any grand jury. You know, never mind all the cases I went through yesterday, you know, where he's reducing sentences to next to nothing for murderers. He's letting out people that, you know, have 40 past arrests for you know, major violent incidences. You know, put aside the fact that he ran on a platform to go after one man, one family, one company, and that was Donald J. Trump. Put aside all of that. Who could be surprised here? Now, I'm going to play in a second Bob Costello, who was on our show last night. Alan Dershowitz was on later. Alan Dershowitz says, that's it. This is game over. Because you have, in the case of Michael Cohen, we went over this yesterday. Michael Cohen does not particularly have the best track record in life at all, in any way, any shape, any manner, any form. And Michael Cohen, we now know, is convicted. I'll even use the Southern District of New York when they announced he made a plea deal. But he pled guilty to charges of tax evasion, making false statements. Okay, that is supposed to be their star witness. He is an admitted, convicted liar. That's all there is to it. How is his credibility going to transcend that of Bob Costello, who happens to have an incredible track record? We're now finding out that other people, I don't want to disclose sources of mine, but I do know the names of people that have gone in, and I just think I should respect their privacy, according to sources that I have. Kellyanne, I did not know Kellyanne went on in until what, yesterday? No, the day before yesterday, I found out. And she told her story. Her story was very compelling last night. I'm going to get to all that in a second. But now think about this. If you believe in law, and if you believe in equal justice under the law, and you believe in equal application of our laws, in other words, all laws, fundamentally, they're foundational, is the U.S. Constitution. If you believe in equal justice, you don't run like the AG in New York has ran on a campaign to get Donald Trump. And she has pursued and fulfilled her promise. And the same thing, we found a cut of Alvin Bragg promising to investigate Donald Trump when he was running for Manhattan DA. Now, again, according to all these sources, Soros-funded candidate And, you know, this is a lot of money that is being thrown around by hardcore leftists that want nothing but chaos in society. They're the ones that support no bail laws. They're the ones that support defund, dismantle insanity. Anyway, this is Alvin Bragg, the candidate. This is before the election. This is what he said on in a radio interview on a New York radio station called Hot 97. Listen.
Are wondering, whoever has this job, are they going to convict Donald Trump?
Look, that is the number one issue. I'm the candidate in the race who has the experience with Donald Trump. I was the chief deputy in the attorney general's office. We sued the Trump administration over 100 times. I'd be hard to argue with the fact that that'd be the most important, most high profile case. And I've seen him up front and seen the lawlessness that he can do.
And what's, you believe it should happen?
I believe we have to hold him accountable.
I believe that. Yes. Yeah, so he's running a lot like the attorney general to get one man, one family, one company, one corporation. I mean, it's unreal. Now, here's where, remember, Michael Cohen is their star witness. So last night on Hannity, Bob Costello, now he was in the grand jury room on Monday, and he was very clear, like Kellyanne was clear, that Bragg obviously did not want them talking about certain topics, but they felt compelled to tell the whole truth and not just answer, give short answers. And they looked at the jury and told the jury the truth. When you go under oath, somebody says a yes or no question. I'm like, did you kill that person? Did you pull the trigger? Yes. That's it. Case closed. Yes, but he was about to shoot me first and he had a gun pointed at my head and I had to defend myself. In other words, you got to give context and texture to answers. And a lot of times it's way more nuanced than did you fire that weapon and shoot that person? Yes. Okay. Guilty, Your Honor. Case closed. That's not how it works. Now, in a grand jury, you can indict a ham sandwich, as they say. You know, show me the man, I'll show you the crime. And the reason is the defense gets no say in a grand jury room. So the idea that Bob Costello, he reached out to, based on Michael Cohen appearances on television and what Michael Cohen was saying, because his conscience was like, that's not the truth. He said he did not believe that Michael Cohen was telling the truth, and he wanted the grand jury to hear the whole truth. Here's part of what he said.
Bob, did he tell you specifically he did this on his own without Donald Trump's knowledge?
Well, here's what he did. He said he did this on his own. He didn't mention Donald Trump's name. He said there was a problem. Stormy Daniels' lawyer or representative got in touch with him. He worked out a negotiated deal, got an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, $130,000. I asked him, I said, is that Donald Trump's money? No. Did you get that from any Trump organization? No. Is that your money? Did you take it out of one of your accounts? No. I said, where did you get the money from? He said, I took out a HELOC loan. I said, why would you do that? He said, because I wanted everything to be secret. I didn't want my own wife to know about this. I didn't want Melania to know about this. That's what he said. He said if he had taken $130,000 out of one of his accounts, his wife would have been pumping him for information that he didn't want to give to anybody. And I said, Michael, think about this. Don't answer it quickly. You said that you were up on the roof ready to jump. And I'm telling you that there is a way out of this if you have information. It has to be true. What do you have on Donald Trump? And that's when he started with the same litany that he used for the rest of the 2 hours. I swear to God, Bob, I don't have anything on Donald Trump. I said, do you have, I said, any information on the Trump organization? The only thing I know, said he, is that some money was missing from the Trump inaugural ball or something like that. And I said, is Donald Trump involved in that? No. Does Donald Trump know about that? He said, no, he didn't know about it then. I don't even think he knows about it now. But the point is, when somebody is really thinking of committing suicide and you're offering them a legal way out of this, if he had any information about Donald Trump, that would have been the one time, even for a serial liar like Michael Cohen, to fess up and say, well, wow. I know this or that because I want to save my own hide. But he didn't do that. And the statement he gave us was very similar to that statement that you just read.
That is exculpatory. That now you have his testimony directly contradicting Michael Cohen's testimony, and the grand jury got to hear both. Now, if you're fair-minded in any way, and then when you if you bring this into a real courtroom where you have rules of evidence and you can't have hearsay and every detail is told and the defense gets to put up a defense, something they don't get to do in a grand jury, it becomes a whole different ballgame. This is not a good day for the DA in New York. I would advise you. I was at one point, this is definitely going to happen. After the weekend, I was like, I'm down to 72% and going down fast. I would say the odds are sinking by the minute. I mean, this is devastating. I'm going to wait till after the news at the bottom of the hour because I don't want to interrupt this. But you got Michael Cohen's former legal advisor saying Cohen has zero solid evidence. You got this letter from the to the FEC from Michael Cohen's attorney that is about as exculpatory as I think you can ever have. I'm not a professional lawyer, but I read it. I'm like, wow. Contrary to the allegations in this complaint, which are entirely speculative, neither Mr. Cohen nor Essential Consultants LLC made any in-kind contributions to Donald J. Trump for president or any presidential campaign committee. Mr. Cohen has not been a government employee during any of the relevant time period. The payment in question does not constitute a campaign contribution or expenditure. Therefore, the FEC lacks jurisdiction. And that, in fact, it was Michael Cohen on a private transaction he made, and Michael Cohen used his own personal funds to facilitate a payment of $130,000 to Miss Stephanie Clifford. Neither the Trump organization nor the Trump campaign was a part of the transaction with Miss Clifford, and neither reimbursed Mr. Cohen for the payment directly or indirectly. Okay, tell me what the case is then. You know, and the sad thing is, they so hate this man is that they're not going to stop. You know, you've got, let's see, Fulton County, Georgia. The worst three places for any conservative to be in court would be New York City, Washington, D.C., or Fulton County, Georgia. Those are the three worst, in my opinion. Very pro-Democrat.
Jobs. Joe Biden can't spell it, and he can't keep them for the American people. Check out the Sean Hannity Jobs Forum today. Now, Hannity's on Coast to Coast.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. You want to do something amazing for your family? I have the perfect idea. It's so easy. It's so simple. I mean, it literally will take you maybe, 15 minutes. And you go in the attic, you go in the garage, you go in your closet, you go in your basement. You find all those camcorder tapes. You find all those family pictures. You find all those old reel-to-reel. They're all deteriorating. Now, I talked to my friends at Legacy Box. They got a special deal, by the way, going on right now. If you go to legacybox.com/Hannity, H-A-N-N-I-T-Y, they have their $9 tapes out. So what they do is you just send in the box. They hand digitize everything. And I was talking to these guys because I wish I thought of this company. I wish I owned this company. I mean, this was genius. Millions of people now have done this. And they're saving family memories forever. And they're telling us a story about how families get together and write them. They send letters. And when the final product is put together and they get to see all these pictures and tapes and, you can have music, you can add behind it, et cetera. Maybe you've seen it at funerals. How about seeing it when you're alive and it means something? And they told a story about one guy just hearing their grandmother's voice in one of the tapes they preserved now in perpetuity. And the impact, obviously the person was crying. I mean, family memories matter.
And that's the thing. You don't even think about the fact that these are videotapes. Like, you are preserving the voice, the likeness. You're watching them move. It's not just a still picture. I mean, think about that forever.
I would love to hear the voice of my grandma, my grandpa.
I'm going to save your voice and listen to it forever.
Yeah,
Legacy Box.
My kids will be able to hear my voice.
It's going to be fantastic.
They don't listen or watch it, which is fine with me because they don't read about me either, which is perfect. I'm like, don't read it. Just stay away from it. Anyway, look, there's over, you know, millions of families now have trusted Legacy Box. Go to their website. You're going to love this. Your family will love that you did this. And by the way, generations from now, your great, 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 great grandchildren, they'll be able to see you and hear you. How cool is that? LegacyBox.com/Hannity. And they have their special offer going on right now. $9 videotape sale. That's 65% off. Now is the perfect time. They'll send you the box. You fill it up. They do all the hard work. LegacyBox.com/Hannity. All right. Let me go back. And I want to go over this. Bob Costello went before the grand jury. Now, if you're just joining us, the grand jury was scheduled to convene in New York today at 2 p.m. They canceled it. No reason given. Very odd, very strange. Now, I'm not conspiratorial. Maybe they had a witness that got sick, or maybe a witness that got cold feet. I don't know. But they're scheduled, I think, to reconvene. What I read is tomorrow. The reports are FoxNews.com, Fox Digital reporting that, in fact, that there's chaos in Alvin Bragg's office. There's got to be some people in there that realize that this is going to be a fiasco for them, especially in light of Bob Costello last night and now this exculpatory letter from the FEC that was sent by Michael Cohen's attorney. This is not going to bode well. Now, I want you, we'll go over Bob Costello. He was called in on Monday. What he said and what Kellyanne Conway said last night, she was called into the grand jury. I had no idea. And anyway, for the first time, she spoke out. And Bob Costello now, I am told, has somehow been warned by somebody someplace not to talk anymore. So thank God we got this interview when we did. Because as Alan Dershowitz suggested, and I agree with Professor Dershowitz, by the way, find out the name of his new book. This new book I want to read, because he talks about all four issues that they're going after Trump on. One is the New York case, the Stormy case. The other is, you know, the phone call in Atlanta. Then you got the special counsel, I guess, investigating a number of things, not the least of which is the classified documents issue and the January 6th issue. I mean, it's clear that our justice system has been weaponized. This is a scary time for this country. I don't want any Republican district attorney, any Republican DA going after somebody just because of what their politics happen to be. If they broke the law, that's one thing. But this is so personal. I mean, you know, look at Mueller by the numbers, 22 months, 674 days, $25+ million to you, costing you, the American taxpayer, 40 FBI agents, intelligence analysts, forensic accountants, other professional staff, 19 attorneys, 2,800 subpoenas, 500 search warrants, 230 orders of communication records, 500 witnesses, 13 requests to foreign governments for evidence. And meanwhile, we now know that the FBI in early October in 2016 went to meet Christopher Steele. Not only did they go to meet him, they offered him $1 million if he could corroborate the dossier. He never collected his million because he couldn't corroborate it. In January of 2017, they still had two more FISA applications. The bulk of information was that dirty, bought and paid for Hillary Clinton dossier, which even Bruce Orr warned them that it was a political document. And, you know, but no prosecutor would prosecute. I mean, it's amazing. The FBI, they used unverifiable information. At the top of a FISA warrant, it says verified. You know, no prosecutor would prosecute. Let me see, deleting 33,000 emails with something nobody had ever heard of called BleachBit, and beating up Blackberries and iPhones with hammers and removing SIM cards? You've got to be kidding me. Is that not a classic case of obstruction? Top secret classified information. By the way, have we heard a peep out of the special counsel investigating Joe Biden on classified documents? You know, where are we? Where are the Democrats? How much money did the Biden family do in business with China? You know, how much money did they do in business with Russia? How, you know, Joe Biden is bragging on tape that he was going to withhold $1 billion taxpayer dollars unless they fire a Ukrainian prosecutor who we now know was investigating his son, zero experience Hunter. How do we know he has zero experience? Because he went on Good Morning America and he said he had no experience in Ukraine, oil, gas, coal, energy, but yet they're paying him a fortune. You know, why are Russian oligarchs investing? You know, Hunter Biden, everybody knew that he was a crack addict at that point in his life. Everybody knew his propensity for hookers at that point in his life. Guy was a total complete mess. Why would China be doing a $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China? Like, how much of that was profit? How many deals did they do? When are we going to get the answers to these questions? Did they really get a $5 million loan from China with no interest and forgivable? Anybody out there listening to me, you want $5 million, I'll give it to you interest-free and it's forgivable. What does forgivable mean? You don't have to pay it back. That's what forgivable sounds like to me. Or, you know, any of the other cases, you know, sports cars and foreign nationals, spending sprees. When are we going to get to the bottom of all of this? No, this is the dual system of justice. This is a dual system of justice. Anyway, Dershowitz's new book is out. It's called Get Trump, and it deals with all of these investigations, he said last night, and he debunks all of them and says it's awful. He calls it, the subtitle is, The Threat to Civil Liberties, Due Process, and Our Constitutional Rule of Law. This is not hyperbole. This is what a dual justice system looks like. This is what criminalizing political differences looks like. This is what it means when you have attorney general candidates and DA candidates campaign on getting one man, one corporation, one family, because that's what's happening. Now, so the star witness for the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, is Michael Cohen. I went through just moments ago. Michael Cohen pled guilty to charges of tax evasion, making false statements. Now, the grand jury is not hearing about all of this, but I will tell you this. In a court of law, we have rules of evidence. Oh, I promise you Joe Tacopina is going to bring it up and bring it up often. Anyway, making false statements. The plea was entered, blah, blah, blah. Cohen concealed more than $4 million of personal income from the IRS, made false statements. There's two false statements, accounts to a federally insured institution, financial institution, in connection with a $500,000 home equity loan, blah, blah, blah. That's from the Southern District of New York. And he had a lot of jail time, but they ended up, I guess, because of COVID, they let him out pretty early. I guess he kind of, in that sense, lucked out. Now, listen to Robert Costello and what he says and how it contradicts everything Michael Cohen's saying. Like, listen.
Because what you were telling them directly contradicted what they had heard from Michael Cohen. So I would imagine you caught their attention.
Oh, yeah. I caught their attention in a number of ways because I went in there to act as basically a neutral witness telling the truth. And the DA's office knew the exculpatory information I was going to give, but the questions I was being asked would not have elicited that information. It became clear to me that they weren't going to cover the information that I was there to give. So I started volunteering in my answers well beyond the questions. And I watched the jurors sit there. And as you might imagine, there were 21 of them there that day. Probably five or six would not be nodding their head unconsciously up and down when I would be making the points.
Bob, did he tell you specifically he did this on his own without Donald Trump's knowledge?
Well, here's what he did. He said he did this on his own. He didn't mention Donald Trump's name. He said there was a problem. Stormy Daniels' lawyer or representative got in touch with him. He worked out a negotiated deal, got an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, $130,000. I asked him, I said, is that Donald Trump's money? No. Did you get that from any Trump organization? No. Is that your money? Did you take it out of one of your accounts? No. I said, where did you get the money from? He said, I took out a HELOC loan. I said, why would you do that? He said, because I wanted everything to be secret. I didn't want my own wife to know about this. I didn't want Melania to know about this. That's what he said. He said if he had taken $130,000 out of one of his accounts, his wife would have been pumping him for information that he didn't want to give to anybody. And I said, Michael, think about this. Don't answer it quickly. You said that you were up on the roof, ready to jump. And I'm telling you that there is a way out of this if you have information. It has to be true. What do you have on Donald Trump? And that's when he started with the same litany that he used for the rest of the 2 hours. I swear to God, Bob, I don't have anything on Donald Trump. I said, do you have, I said, any information on the Trump Organization? The only thing I know, said he, is that some money was missing from the Trump inaugural ball or something like that. And I said, is Donald Trump involved in that? No. Does Donald Trump know about that? He said, no, he didn't know about it then. I don't even think he knows about it now. But the point is, when somebody is really thinking of committing suicide and you're offering them a legal way out of this, if he had any information about Donald Trump, that would have been the one time, even for a serial liar like Michael Cohen, to fess up and say, well, wow. I know this or that because I want to save my own hide. But he didn't do that. And the statement he gave us was very similar to that statement that you just read. And I especially made one point. I pointed out to them that during that first two-hour meeting, Michael Cohen, who, as I said before, was pacing back and forth, would suddenly stop in the middle of whatever he was talking about and turn and point his finger at us and say, I want you guys to understand, I will do whatever the F I have to do. I will never spend a day in jail. He said that at least 10 to 20 times during that two-hour period. It was a bizarre mantra, but it made it clear to us that Michael Cohen was saying, I will lie, cheat, steal, shoot someone. I will never spend a day in jail. Well, what happened? He did spend more than a day in jail. And who does he blame? Not himself, even though counts 1 through 7 related to times that before he even met Donald Trump.
Amazing.
So he blames Donald Trump.
Amazing. That was last night. All right. Now, we have Joe Tacopina on tonight. We have a lot tonight on Hannity. When we get back, Jim Jordan joins us. Later, we'll get Bill O'Reilly's take on all this. And we'll get your calls in 800-941-SEAN. Look, simple thing in my life. My pillow products work. They help me fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. And they can help you too. Now, as great as the My Slippers, their original My Slippers pretty much sold out in record time. And MyPillow now has a massive closeout sale happening on their all-season slippers. Now, listeners continually make My Slippers the number one selling MyPillow product. You may not know that. And I have a feeling you're going to want to stock up when you hear this offer. When you go to the Sean Hannity Square at MyPillow.com, you're going to get the all-season slippers for $25. They're usually $149.98. That's over $120 in savings. Now, it's limited to 10 pairs at checkout. Buy them for your friends, your family. My slippers have an exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. The patented layers make the slippers ultra comfortable, extremely durable. They help relieve stress on your feet, and you can wear them anywhere, anytime. They have all sorts of, a ton of additional sizes and all new colors. You can call and mention my name to get this great deal. 800-919-6090. Now, all season My Slippers, $25, or just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Sean Hannity Square for this great deal.
Sean Hannity.
So all of this, what is this? What is Robert Costello doing here? He's contradicting the star witness of Bragg. What is this letter to the FEC doing to this case? It's blowing it up, you know, step by step. And by the way, it should be. This, you know, for a prosecutor with the most atrocious record ever, you know, of any prosecutor in the country, this should not be happening in this country. But sadly, it is happening in the country. And this is what we mean when we talk about a dual justice system. This is what we mean when we talk about equal application of our laws. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to be very blunt about it. We have now weaponized justice based on political party in the country. If you're a liberal, you get one system of justice. If you're a conservative, you get a whole other system. I've said this a little tongue in cheek, but it's true. If you're a conservative, you're going to get arrested for spitting on the sidewalk and jaywalking. They'll indict you. Alan Dershowitz, this Trump indictment would be targeted injustice. Great line. You know, the indictment, this is Greg Jarrett. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. That was Joseph Stalin's ruthless secret police. Well, you have people campaigning to go after one man, one company, one family. I mean, there's something wrong with that. Never mind that the statute of limitations has expired in both the New York state law and the federal law. I mean, this is a bad case on shaky legal and ethical ground in every single way. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.